In his last act as governor, James Monroe directed the building of the residence just prior to the War of 1812. Decades later, the mansion barely survived the Civil War. The book chronicles that history and beyond, illustrated with paintings for the early years and photos for the modern era. Novelist David Baldacci said writing the introduction was a challenge at first.
Being a fiction writer, I really had to stop myself from making stuff up. I wanted it to be as factual as a fiction writer could possibly make anything.
Historian Mary Miley Theobald wrote the book and said it took 2 years to do the research.
Going through libraries and museums and historical societies and archives, looking for the right photo or something to illustrate a certain point or a certain period of time. And the best days were the ones when I found memoirs.
The book even includes accounts about the first children, the first dogs, and famous visitors. The pages also reveal the mansion as a museum with its valuable paintings and artifacts. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.